Hi, this is a dictation for patient Mr. Ashok Badwar, A-S-H-O-K-B-A-D-H-W-A-R. Ashok Badwar, date of birth is 1/16/1947, date of accident 7/18/2023, date of service is 8/7/2023. Chief complaints, patient alleges that he was involved in an automobile accident on 7/18/2023. He's suffering from a severe pain on the right side of the neck and shoulder, and the pain is traveling from neck to his lower back and also the legs. He reports that the pain is shooting down from his neck down to the right arm, involving all the fingers posteriorly. And the lower back pain is shooting down to the both buttocks and both legs posteriorly and as well as to dermatome fashion. Also, he reports some pain in the knees and legs. He wakes up with pain, which is going on continuously. And his walking is also painful. However, he can sit and stand okay. He alleges all of these symptoms to the automobile accident that occurred on 7/18/2023 as follows. On 7/18/2023, here is the following history of the automobile accident. At 10:30 a.m., he was a restaurant driver of a Toyota RAV4 at 35 to 40 miles an hour. He was hit by a Chevy Equinox SUV at 35-40 miles an hour. The accident occurred on Telegraph North at 12 and 13 miles. Patient reports that he was hit on passenger side in a T-bone fashion. Accident happened as like this. He was going on a left lane of the Telegraph Road while the other driver crossed three lanes ahead of him to get to the U-turn before him. In the process, he hit his passenger side on a T-bone fashion. This all occurred because the other driver was trying to get ahead and change all the lanes before him. As a result of this impact, he went onto the pavement and the car was not completely totaled in the damages, and his front wheel axle was damaged, but there is no glass broken. Windshields are okay, door glass is okay. The steering wheels, the seat belts, headrest are all okay, intact. In the injury, patient report that he remembers hitting into the steering wheel while braking, and he has a neck whiplash after hitting into the headrest. And he doesn't remember hitting into the dashboard with his knees, or he injured his right shoulder by hitting into the door. The patient further reported that the airbags did not deploy. He was wearing seat belts at the time of accident. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. And he was taken to St. Joseph Mercy Hospital in Oakland, Trinity Center, where CAT scan of the cervical spine was done and was found negative for any damage. CT scan of the head was done and was found to be negative also for any bleeding. He was discharged after 2 to 3 hours. He went home and he has been suffering since pain ever since. History of presenting illness, patient is reporting following symptoms. He has no headaches and he is fearful of the events. He denies any symptom of TBI. Specifically, he denies any symptoms related to the dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of memory, loss of balance, loss of focus or concentration. He denies confusion, disorientation, denies nausea, vomiting, incontinence. He denies any spots in the vision or loss of vision field. He denies any taste problem, smell problem, or anything related to the facial muscles or facial skin or TMJ. There are no laceration or ulceration. He reports of numbness, tingling of the legs shooting down from the lower back, posteriorly as well as to dermatome fashion, and the right arm, which is shooting down from the neck, involving all the five fingers. He has a moderate difficulty walking, which is quite painful, and he has a sleep disturbance. Denies any sudden anesthesia. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. No lightheadedness, weakness, lethargy is reported. No incontinence of the bowel or urine is reported. Regarding the pain, patients report that these pains are continuous and are described as shooting. 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 in intensity. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, lying down, walking, driving, and through by pain medication. So far, patient reports of having a CT scan done only, and the numbness, tingling, pins and needles are constant, and in the lower extremities, they stop at the level of ankle. The foot and the toes are not involved. However, in the right upper extremity, there is the involvement of all the fingers. And no muscle weakness or motor weakness is reported anywhere. And so far, he has had no chance to do any treatment at all. In the system review, past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, and legal history, personal history, please use the template. Please use the chart. ADLs also, please review the chart and mention that. After that, physical examination. This is a 76-year-old gentleman. Indian male of a good business vision, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, anemia. He's not obese. One second. Physical examination reveals vital signs are 168 over 100, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 100, and height is 5'8", weight is 179 pounds. 76-year-old Indian male of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, polynechia. Patient is sitting comfortably and well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. Does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain phases. Patient appears to be moderately anxious, but not lethargic. He has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk with some intelligent gait, and rest of the exam is from the template, including the neurological examination that is normal. Gait is normal, slightly intelligent, but he is able to walk without any adaptive device. Musculature examination, he has a severe spasm of the right paraspinal region and right trapezius and right quadratus lumborum muscles, with a few trigger points noticed at the junction of the neck to the shoulder. And his spine is tender at T6, 7 and T8, as well as C4, 5, C6, 7. L5, S1, and bilateral sacroiliac joint, especially the right SI joint. In the musculoskeletal examination, on inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is noticed between C4, 5, 6, 7, and T6, 7, 8, and bilateral sacroiliac joint. Right side is more than the left, and also L5, S1. with a spasm of the right paraspinal muscles from T6 to L5, and also the spasm of the quadratus lumborum muscle and trapezius muscles on the right side with a few trigger points. Hypertonicity of 1 plus in the range of motions in musculoskeletal examination, forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 25. The right side is worse, right is 25, left is 35. Bilateral rotation is at 60. In the lumbar spine, the forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify, reproduce the pain, Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign was positive, Lerman test was positive, dissection test positive, Soto Hall test was positive, myelopathy signs absent. Thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, urgency chronic test was negative, straight magnesium test was positive at 40 degrees on the right and the left. CLR is positive, bilateral. Prager test was negative. Kemp test was positive. The Babinski sign was negative. Acrylic joint. The fever test, Gosselaar test are positive. But standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test was not found positive. Gendelberg sign was negative. Extremities. Please use the template to type the normal examination of the extremities, except for the right shoulder. The patient reports that the baseline pain in the right shoulder is 9, and this pain is constant, and mostly in the posterior part of the shoulder. He is able to lift up to 110 degrees of abduction easily without pain. After that, he starts having pain. The examination of the right shoulder on inspection is completely normal, with no laceration, no contusion, no dislocations. On palpation, there are no crepitus or any popping noise, grinding noise. The flexion from full extension is normal at 140 degrees to 160 degrees. Abduction is limited to 110 degrees, beyond which there is more pain. Passive motion is normal. Muscle strength is still 5x5. Special test conducted show Hawken-Kennedy test was positive. Speed test, near test was positive, anterior posterior apprehension test was positive. So, diagnosis. R26.89, V8 9.2 X60, R26.89, D79.891. In the CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, S06.9, XO, S, nerve, M79.2, muscles, M79.1. M62.838, ligaments M54.0, right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, 75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine M54.250.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA. In the lumbar spine, M54.551.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA. sacroiliac spine, M4-6.1, S33.5XXS, M54.17. Plan of care for Mr. Ashok Vadwar comes from the templates. Treatment plan for Mr. Ashok Vadwar is as follows. The physical therapy has been ordered for the gentleman to continue on his daily basis, or three tests per week, focusing on the neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as the shoulder. And retraction massage. And with disability for work disability, housework replacement, attended care for 5 hours is ordered. Medications after reviewing the, after obtaining the lab samples, and is provided with the following medications, which are Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix, 20 milligram Q12-hour PRN for the stomach protection from ulcers, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for pain, Lidocaine ointment 4% for further pain relief topically, Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 or 2 a day is ordered for pain relief. Patient is also ordered DMEs, neck brace, neck traction and lower back brace. A complete MRI of the spine has been ordered without contrast to identify pathology of the soft tissue that is not discovered in CT scans. Non-pharmacological modality, yes, home exercise plan, yes, referral to psychiatry for anxiety and panic related to that. And fitness club, yes. A review of the available MRI and other imaging records. Patient had a CT scan for the head and for the C spine that was found to be negative. Incidentally, CT scan of the thoracic spine showed a nodule in the lung 1 centimeter, for which he is going to have his personal physician look into it. Interventional pain procedures, currently no procedures are on the are to be done. Surgical options, none. Neuropsychiatry is none. Attended care 5 hours per day for 7 days. Case worker, yes. Past medical records have been reviewed from the emergency room. Investigation, a complete spine MRI has been ordered. DMEs have been ordered. And education, yes. Follow-up visit in 10 days. Personal support, yes. Thank you.